J-Mont G, I'm here with Tony Bill. Tony Bill is the director of the newly premiering Flyboys movie here at Oshkosh EA 2006. Tony, tell us a little bit about your aviation background.
Well, I started flying when I was 14. I soloed in gliders because I grew up in San Diego, where soaring and gliding was a pretty active community, Southern California in general. I only flew gliders really seriously instead of powered planes for quite a while. But then about 20 years ago, I took a demo in a Pitts and got hooked on aerobatics. So I sold my sailboat, which was my other passion, and started flying in powered planes. I took aerobatic lessons in a Kristen Eagle. I bought a Globe Swift. I then started competing in a Pitts. I bought a Cub. I bought a 310. I flew everybody's airplanes that would let me fly them, of which there were quite a few. I flew military jets, which I managed to boondoggle my way into. And so now I've got about 50 years and about 50 or 60 airplanes under my belt and a bunch of ratings and a movie, Flyboys, about flying. So I guess I wouldn't say, you can never say you've done it all in aviation, but them's my credits.
And you look like you're having a great time out here.
I am. This is the way to come to Oshkosh.
Tell us a little bit about your directing past.
Well, I started as an actor in the movie business and then as a producer, and then I became a director about 30 years ago, and I'm still learning how to do that. But while I've been learning how to direct, I've directed movies like My Bodyguard and Untamed Heart and Five Corners and some cable films. And then while I was producing, I produced movies like The Sting and Taxi Driver and a bunch of other movies. So
there's a tie with you and Frank Sinatra, Blue Eyes. What would that be?
The first movie I ever acted in, I co-starred with him in a movie called Come Blow Your Horn. And actually, I did two more movies with him, but that's the one people know best.
Now, Rob Bach is a friend of mine, and Richard is an acquaintance, and I understand you had a little history with Dick Bach, too.
I did. About 40 years ago, I guess, maybe, I was a fan of his column in Flying Magazine. And I corresponded with him because I just thought he was a great writer. I also wanted to do a movie about barnstorming and thought maybe this guy could work on a script with me about barnstorming. Anyway, we corresponded. Ultimately, he invited me to go barnstorming with him in Iowa. And he flew a Parks biplane. I sat in the front seat and helped shill customers up for rides in all these little Iowa farm towns. And I just ran into somebody here at EA that I haven't seen in all those years, Russell Munson, the great photographer who flew his Cub along on the same trip. Then Dick Bach wrote a book that enabled him to buy another airplane called Jonathan Livingston Seagull. Yep. So I still correspond with him a little bit, but I haven't seen him in a long time.
Now, this trip that you did with Dick Bach, was this before or after Nothing by Chance?
This was after Nothing by Chance. I think Nothing by Chance and Stranger to the Ground were his first two books. And so this would be after those two.
So barnstorming with Dick Bach, that had to be a treat. And, you know, Stewie McPherson, Captain Mac, also got his start barnstorming with Dick Bach. And he's down here with the Barnstormers Tour.
Oh, great.
He has the White Traveler down here. And he started as Dick Bach's skydiver.
Oh, well, thank God I wasn't asked to do that.
Okay, Tony, tell us about your movie. It premieres tonight here at Oshkosh. It looks very exciting. Tell us some details about your movie.
Well, the movie is called Flyboys. We shot it last year. We finished it, and it's the first time I've ever shown it to a public audience is going to be tonight at Oshkosh. It's a movie about the birth of aviation and the birth of aerial combat, which was World War I, and the Americans who volunteered to fly for France, which became known as the Lafayette Escadrille. A bunch of kids in their 20s who had never, some of them who had never seen an airplane, much less flown one, but all of whom volunteered to go fight for another country's freedom. And it's got a lot of aviation in it.
Tony, did you get to sneak a ride during the filming of your movie in one of these beautiful airplanes that you used?
Well, I wasn't allowed to sneak a ride during shooting, and even though I was tempted to sneak away on weekends, I resisted because I didn't want to be the director who crashes his own airplane in the middle of shooting, even though and non-insurable. But after the movie, I flew, thanks to the generosity of a wonderful collector and restorer, Javier Arango in California, I flew a real World War I rotary-engined Sopwith Strutter. So that was a real thrill.
Well, Tony, I wish you luck with your movie. I can't wait to see it. We'll be waiting with bated breath to see the outcome of your movie. I have a feeling it'll be very, very popular in the theaters. The American public's ready for something that is on this scale.
Well, I hope so. No one alive, I think, that goes to movies has ever seen a movie like Flyboys. So whether we made a mistake in doing it or not remains to be seen, but we did it right.
Well, Tony, thank you very, very much for the interview today, and once again, good luck with your film.
Thanks a lot. I hope everybody enjoys it.
I'm sure they will. Jay Mongee reporting for EAA Radio.